today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And we once again thank Dr. Lander very, very much for the sponsorship. We're holding eight lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Kuf Yud Tesam Beis, and we're right in the middle of a conversation. We're discussing whether Seyar has a din of Yad or does not have a din of Yad. That even if an Etzem has a din of a Yad, a bone can be considered a Yad to be Machnas and Motzi Tuma from an item. The question is, can Seyar that's attached to Basar also have a din of Yad to be Machnas and Motzi Tuma? And then after we finish that discussion, the Gemara is going to get into defining the different terms that we have in the Mishnah. What exactly is Rotav? What exactly is Kippa that we defined in the Mishnah that's Mitztarif together with the Basar? And then the Gemara is going to discuss a number of different Ma'achalos Asuros that the Isser in the Torah is formulated in a Lashon of Achila, and the Halacha is that you're Chayiv for eating them even if they have liquefied. And it turns out that the way you consume them is by drinking them. So we're going to identify a number of Ma'achalos Asuros that fit that rule, and we're going to show the source for each one of them. And that's going to take up the majority of the discussion in the daf. And then on the base, we're going to bring other isurim that the mashka that's yotze mehem has the same din as the isur itself, and where we learn each of those of those isurim, whether it's tevel or bikurim or kadshim, all of a truma, all of these different isurim, where the mashka hayotze mehem has the same din as the original, as they themselves. So we left off eight lines from the bottom of the page at the Ibayisema on Kuf Yud Tes and Beis. We're right in the middle of a discussion. The discussion we were having is as follows. We had said that if you have two bones, we had quoted a brisa, that if you have two bones and each of the bones has a chatzi zayis on one end of it, so the other end of each of the bones is in an ohel, is underneath a roof, so that roof is mitztarif, the two bones, to create a sense of Tumas Ohel. So the Gemara had said, so that was a Machlokas Tanaim, actually. The Tanakama had said Tamei, and Yehuda ben Nekusa said in the name of Rabbi Yaakov that no, Shnei Atzamos cannot be Mitztarev to a Kezayis. So the Gemara had a Machlokas Amoraim within that Machlokas Tanaim. That Reish Lakish says, yes, this whole Machlokas is only with regard to bones, because bones can be a Yad, but Nima, a hair, a strand of hair, that is definitely not a yad for the basar, because if you pick up the basar by trying to lift the hair would just snap, and it's not ra'ui to be used as a yad. It is rather only a shomer. So if a person touches the tuma, if tuma touches rather the sa'ara, not keneged basar, the sa'ara is not machnas and motzi tuma to the basar. And Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. He says that a hair can also be a yad. So we challenge Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish. How can you say that a hair is not a yad? We have a Mishnah that or sheyesh lav kezayis basar, that if you have or that has kezayis basar nevela on it, if someone touches the tziv hayotzi mimenu, or the sa'ara shekenegdo, you touch hair that's on the flip side of that basar, so the halach is tamei, that apparently the sa'ara is motzi the tuma from the basar to the person that touches it. So don't you see that the hair has a din of yad? So yesterday we learned one possible answer that Reish Lakish could defend himself with, and that was lo mishum shomer, that it's not that sa'ara is metame midin yad. The Mishnah just means that it's a din of shomer, and therefore it's not a kasha at all on Reish Lakish. So the Gemara is going to be miyashev the kasha in a second way from that Mishnah that we're going to see on Daf Kuf Chav Dalet, V'i Bayesema. So that's where we are. V'i Bayesema, Kule Mishum Yad. The whole Mishnah, whether it's talking about the tziv, which is like strands of meat, or the sa'ara, being metame, the person who touches them, it's all Mishum Yad. And it's still not a kasha on Reish Lakish, who said that sa'ara doesn't have a din of yad, because there's a difference between sa'ara and sa'aros. Kida amra vila'a b'mile shebeinam leim hachanami b'nima shebeinam nimin. That you're talking about not a single strand of hair, but a clump of hair, a bunch of hairs, and therefore you could be metaltal the basa with them. So that would have a din of a yad, even according to Reish Lakish. That Reish Lakish's moda would have a din of a yad. It's only a single strand of hair, where if you tried to move the meat by moving that single strand of hair, it would just snap. That's what Reish Lakish said, that you don't have a din of a yad. But how do we introduce this idea that a single strand of hair is different than multiple strands of hair? We said, oh, it's just like Rabbi Yila'a said, b'milei shebein hamala'im. What was that about? V'heicha idmar to Rabbi Yila'a. Where did Rabbi Yila'a make a similar distinction, not about hair, but about parts of grain? Aha! It was on the following Mishnah. Milei shebishibolim, the top part of the shibolus, of the stalk of the grain, mitamin, is the shibolus is makabel tuma through that. Meaning, if the shibolus was tahora and tuma touches the part on the very top of it, umitamin. Not only that, it could be mitame other things through that part of the shibolus. If the shibolus is already tamei, and that only that part of the shibolus touches that which is tahar, the food that it touches becomes tamei. The einan mitzdarfim, but it doesn't equal up to make the shir kebetza together with the rest of the shibolus, because it doesn't have a din of a shomer. Only a shomer is mitzdarif to the shir. It has a din of a yad, and yad is not mitzdarif with the food to be mashlim the shir kebetza. So the Mishnah, so they ask of the Mishnah, but mile lemay chazi. What do you mean? This part of the shibolus doesn't really do anything. If you grab it, it just falls right off. So if it's not rotway to grab the shibolus by, so then it's not a yad. Practically, it's not a yad. No, the case is that there's a whole group of stalks, and all together it is enough to grab the shibolos with. So that's what we're talking about, and that's why it has a din of a yad. But in a chanami, a single one would not have a din of a yad, and the same is true when it comes to hair. So now the Gemara says, Lishna Achrina, another version of this whole conversation. Lishna Achrina Amrila, some have a different lashon of the whole back and forth on Reish Lakish, that they asked on Reish Lakish from the Mishnah, like we said before in Kuf Chav Dalid, where the Mishnah says that someone who touches the sa'ara shekeneged habasar, the hair that's keneged the basar, is tamei, and we said that the sa'ara, this metame, is not midin yad, it's midin shomer, like the Gemara's first answer. And we said, hachanami mistavra. The Lishna Achrina says that it's mistavra to mishum shomer, that when we say that the hair has the ability to be metame, it's not midin yad, it's midin shomer. Because if you're going to say that the sa'ara is metame midin yad, nima achas l'maychazi. How can one hair do anything? When you grab that one hair, it's just going to snap. So since it can't be used to move the basar, why in the world would it be considered yad? So it must be that the Mishnah means midin shomer. So the Gemara says that's not really a good raya, because really you could say that the Mishnah is metame midin yad. What can one hair do? Kedam Rabbi Lod, Melay Shabin Emelayim. Just like we just said, that just like by a grain, there's a part of the grain that a single unit of it can't do anything, but when you have a whole bunch of them, it can serve as a yad. So you could say the same thing when it comes to a hair among many hairs. So says Gemara, V'heichi itmar to Rabbi Lod, and where was Rabbi Lod's original statement made? Ahad itnan, Melay Shab Shabal, Nitamin, Metamin, Vem, Mitzarfin. So Melay Lamay Chazi, we ask the same question on Rabbi Lai Milisha Beinam Elayim. That was the initial context of Rabbi Lai's statement. Okay, so we have this machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on the Braisa in Ahalos. Now the Gemara is going to bring a daya that the machlokas was said on a Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek. The Iko Demasana, some have this same machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish Amas Nisin on our Mishnah, on the Mishnah of Perek Orvarote. The Mishnah that begins with Ha'orva Rotev, but that was the original context of the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and it goes as follows: Ha'or v'harota v'kipa mitzdarfin, the or of a behema that's attached to the basar, and the rotav that comes out of the basar, and the kippa, which is the spices that are cooked together with the basar, and the bones that have moach inside of them. All of those things are mitzdarif together with the basar to be mashlim the shir kebetza l'tami tumas ochlin, to equal the shir kebetza for tumas ochlin. And the reason the bones are mitzdarif with the basar is mitin shomer, because the bones are a shomer on the moach that's inside of the bones. That's what we kept on talking about yesterday. that there are two types of bones. There are bones that only function as a yad, like you have a bone that has meat at the end of it, but then there are bones that function as a shomer, when there's meat inside of the bones, when there's marrow inside of the bones. Amar Reish Lakish, and on that Reish Lakish says, lo shanu, this din that it's mistarif as a din shomer, ela etz, and that's only true by a bone, davi shomer, that where it's a shomer for the malach that's inside of it. Aval nima, but hair that's attached to the basar, lo avi shomer, is not considered a shomer for the basar, and is therefore not mistarif with the basar for the shir kabetza, because the hair is on top of the or, and the or is the shomer lebasar. So the hair is only a shomer al gabi shomer, and a shomer al gabi shomer is a nothing. Only the or is the real shomer. Rabbi Yochanan Marfilu Nima Nami Havya Shomer. Rabbi Yochanan says that even the hairs can be considered a shomer. So the machlokas in this version is not about whether a hair can be a yad, it's about whether hair can be a shomer, because it's not a direct shomer, it's a shomer al gabi shomer. So according to this, Amar Lei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Umik a Shomer al Gabi Shomer. So Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan. How could you say that hair is a Shomer? Do we ever have one Shomer on top of another Shomer? How could you say that the hairs are considered a Shomer? That's only on top of the skin. So Chalchule Mechalchel. So Rabbi Yochanan answers, no, because the hair goes all the way, it's rooted all the way down into the other side of the skin and it goes all the way until the Basar. So it is considered a direct Shomer of the Basar. So Maskar if that's true, that the hair goes all the way until the basar, tefillin hechi kasvinan habinon ksivatama veleka. How could you ever write tefillin? You need a ksivatama in order to write tefillin. Ksivatama means that as you form the letters, they have to be whole, they have to be complete. There can't be any break in middle of the letters. But if there are holes all over the skin of the animal, all over the parchment, so there are lots of breaks in the letters. Every place there was a hair is another break in the letter. It's not a ksivatama. So it says Mary ishtamite hadam riva. Any hole in the parchment that the ink just passes right over and the letter does not appear to be broken in any way, that's not considered a nekev, and that is considered a ksivatama, that's perfectly kosher for tefillin. And we pass in this way, nilchus tefillin and siman lamed beis and shulchan aruch, that as long as it's a nekev, that the dio is over a love, that's not considered a nekev. So Rabbi Yochanan asks on Reish Lakish from the Mishnah on Kuf Chav Dalid, Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish, or sheyesh lav kzayis basar, if you have or that has a kzayis basar of nevela on it, let's say, hanogea b'tziv hayotzi mimenu, ubasar shekenegdo, if you touch a strand of meat that comes from that basar, or hair that's keneged that basar, tameh, you're going to be tameh. So my lav mishum shomer, aren't you tameh because it's considered to be a shomer, the hair is considered to be a shomer, so it's a kasha on you, Reish Lakish, who say that hair doesn't have a din of a shomer, since it's only a shomer al gabi shomer, lo mishum yad. So he said, no, not like, it's not talking about a shomer. The hair is functioning as a yad. So says Mar, yad, how could that be? Nima achas, amai chazya. How could a single hair be a yad? It can't do anything. Kedam Rabbi La B'milei Shabenim Lein Hachanavi B'nima Shabenim. That just like we said before, like Rabbi La said, that sometimes a single one can't do anything, but if you have a whole bunch of them together, then it can function as a yad. So the same is true when it comes to hairs. Ve'heicha Yidmar de Rabbi La. And where did Rabbi La actually say his statement? So now, for the third time today, we identify the context of Rabbi La's original statement. Al Haditanan on the Mishnah Masech Zuktzin Hamilei Shabishibolin Mitamin Umitamin. They can transmit tuma and be makabel tuma ve'in mitstarif, and then they're not mitstarif together with the shibalim to equal up a shir kabeitza as far as tumas ochlin is concerned. But milay lemaychaz, you have this part of the shibolas. What can it be used for? If you grab it, it will just snap. So it's not roy to be used as a yad. Am Rabbi Lo, b'milay shabein amilayin, that if there are a bunch of them, then it can be used as a yad, because together when you grab shibolas, it's going to work when you grab them together. There is a discussion that the Gemara says that even though we don't write Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzos with a cloth that's nakuv, that has holes in it, on the you could write on an Or Shel Behema, even though it's full of tiny little holes, because every nekev that the Dio is over love is considered perfectly good. So Shulchan Aruch Pasten Sim Lamed Beis, see if Yud Gimel, that the cloth should be shalem, that it shouldn't have holes in it, She'ein Adio over love, it shouldn't be that it's near a Chalukah Kishtayim, that it looks like that the letters are cut into two pieces. So the Das Kedoshim writes that if there's a very fine, thin crack that the os does not appear to be chaluka because of it, unless you fold the cloth backwards. But when the cloth is straight, it's not chaluka. It must be that such a thing is kosher. How do we know that? From our sugya, that nekev, shadya over love, is not considered a nekev. And it's certainly not shchiach that you're going to have a nekev, that the dio is going to still be there, it's still going to stand intact, even if you bend the cloth over backwards, because there's nothing supporting it, there's nothing holding it from coming apart from each other, and nevertheless, the Gemara still says kasher. So you see that it only needs to appear like an os shlema when the cloth is pashut, when the cloth is flat. Even though it's not really shlema if you were to bend the cloth, if you were to fold the cloth over backwards. But he says that it's correct to have to be mekapel the cloth la'achorav and to fill in the dio even in that state, when in the place of the crack, so that it doesn't look like it shouldn't even appear, give the appearance of a problem. In the Sefer Kovitz Shiurei Stam, he writes that if it is quoted in the Panini Halach section of the Msift over here, that if a sharp knife falls on an os and it cracks the os and the cloth from one end to the other, and the sedek is not nicker to the human eye, so if it's very narrow to the point where you can't be marchik the two klafim, one from the other, so rov poskim hold that has a din of a nekev, shadyo over love, and it's going to be kosher, even though it's mechalik the os into two parts. But he says, the rav chedemilsa, you should try to connect it back again on the other side of the klaf. But this is this din, that not every crack is going to be considered halachically to be a crack based on the idea that the dio is over a love. So that also leads into a big discussion, meaning what does that mean? Meaning, obviously, if you took a microscope or something, you'll see that the dio is not really over a love, that there really are holes. So to what extent do we have to use magnifying glasses or the like? I mean, this is a big shaila halacha when it comes to Sifrei Torah, that a Sifrei Torah, if the two letters are touching each other in Tefillin or in Sifrei Torah, then they're going to be puzzled. What if there's a hefsik between them, but it's not nikra la'ayin? So in the Bir Halacha, in Siman Lamed Beis, he writes that if an os is nifsak, or in Sefer Torah, the hefsik dak ma'od, that's not nikr la'ayin, it's not going to pass. Even if keneged HaShemesh, you're able to see the hefsik. Because even if the nekev is dak in the cloth, that the dio is over a love, it's going to be kasher like our sugya says. So certainly, if the cloth is shalem, and it's missing a little bit of the ink of the tzuras ha'os, then that's certainly going to be the case. Then the Tshuva's Dov Mesharim, who's asked about a Sefer Torah that has a Negiya Ba'osios Hashem, that it looks like they're touching each other, but if you use a magnifying glass, you could see that there's some sort of separation between them. Does that possible because all the Osios are not Mukafos Kavil, or maybe you say that the Hefsik that you can see through the through the magnifying glass is also considered a hefsik, and maybe you can say the Sefer Torah is kosher because of that. So he brings a raya that it's possible from the din of the neck of Shebeklav that the dio is overis alav, that the Sefer is kosher, like our sugya says. And the reason is because the nekev and the hefsik, that's not nikr la'ayin, is not called nefsik and hefsik, a nekev and a hefsik. So if we're going to say that lekula, we should say lechumra as well, that if you have a something in between, some space between the letters, but you can't see that space, you can only see that space when you use a magnifying glass, then you don't have a space between the letters. The definition of a space is that which can be seen by the naked eye. In Karyana de Igrisa, the stipler was asked about this, of Nagia, that through a magnifying glass you could see a hefsik. So he quotes that the Dov Misharim, the Chibin Rav, was machmir on this, that we only look at what you could see with the naked eye. And he quotes the Darkei Tshuva as well, in the name of the Tuftam Vadas, that whatever you see al yidei a magnifying glass doesn't help lo lahakel v'lo lahachmir. That's like a klal gadol in halacha, that in general, when we're dealing with things that cannot be identified by the human eye, so we're not goreis those things in halacha. That's most common in terms of tolaim, right? If you have a bug that you can't see unless you look through a magnifying glass, so that's not halachically considered to be a bug. Otherwise, we wouldn't be allowed to breathe. There are all sorts of organisms everywhere. So, but if you could, the big shaila in halacha is if you could see it, but you can't tell that it's a bug. unless you use a magnifying glass. So you see it. So if you see it and it's moving and it's running around, so even though it looks like a piece of dirt, then any, you know, that's called that you could see that it's a bug. But what if you see it, it looks like a piece of dirt. It doesn't look like a bug, but if you take a magnifying glass, it looks like a bug. So that's a big shaila in the poskim. What's considered to be that which is visible to the naked eye? Okay, so says the Gemara Vayta now. We had said in the Mishnah, Rotav is Mitzarif together with Basar. So says Gemara, my Rotav, what is Rotav? Amarava Shumna, it's the Shoman that's on the sauce. Amarle Abayis, Abayis is Rava. According to you, the Rotav is the Shuman, who Atzma Yitame Tumas Ochlin. The Shuman itself should be Mitame Tumas Ochlin. It's edible, it's food. Why would we say it's Mitzarif with the Basar, which makes it sound like on its own it would not be Mitame? Ella chelev de krish. It must be that we're talking about the chelev, the moisture of the fatty moisture that comes from the basar that becomes nikresh, where people don't eat it. It becomes congealed on the surface of the basar. People would never eat it on its own. So it's dafka when it's together with the basar that it's considered part of the food, and therefore it's mitzarif to the shear. So it says, well, my ir yakarish, why would it have to be that it's dafka, that it's congealed? Kilo karish nami, even if it's not. It's also mitzdarif. Damresh lakish tzir shal gabe yarak. If you have the juices that come from a vegetable that are on top of the vegetable, mitzdarif l'koseves b'yom ha-kippurim. It's mitzdarif to the shear of koseves agasa on yom ha-kippurim. That if together they have a shear koseves, yuchayiv kares, if you eat it, even though the tzir is not nikrash, because the tzir together with the food is considered part of the ochel, has a din of an ochel. So the same should be over here. The rotav that's not nikrash should be considered part of the ochel to be mitzdarif. Starif with the basar. So says Mar, no, Hilchot Yom HaKippurim is totally different. Hasa Mishum Yisuvi Daita. Legabe Yom HaKippurim, the reason you're chayiv kareis for achila v'shtia is because it's miyasheves, the person's das, from inoy, from hunger, from thirst, Mishum Yisuvi Daita. And it's not because it's considered an ochel. Even if it weren't considered an ochel, if it's miyashiv a person's das, and he doesn't feel a sense of inoy, he's chayiv kareis. Because by the Yisra Achila on Yom HaKippurim, it never says an Isra. It says, "Ki kala nefesher lo su'una be'etzam yom hazeh v'nichva samei ha'me'ah." If you don't have inoy on Yom HaKippurim, you're chayiv kareis. So b'kol duhu miyas v'daitei. So anything could be miyashiv a person's das, and you can be chayiv for eating it. So the yarek with the tzir that equals shir koseves together is miyashiv the person's das, and is therefore a violation of the mitzvahs inoy of Yom Kippur. But hacha, when it comes to tumas ochlin mishum mitzarufehu, it all depends on the tzir of a shear of an ochel for Tumas Ochlin. So ikarish mitzdarif, if it's karish, then it's mitzdarif with the vegetable for the shear kebetza. The lo karish lo mitzdarif. Otherwise, it would not be mitzdarif for the shear kebetza, because the dinim of Tumas Ochlin are very different than the dinim of. Than the dinim of Yom HaKippurim. So that's the it's a totally separate halacha. So the poskim discussed based on our sugya in halachos brachos, where the din is totally on tziruf lemeichel, the din in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Yud, shir bracha achronas, you eat a kezayis, or you drink a mashka that's a revius. So the mashka that's mitzuruf to the ochel is considered like the ochel and as a shear of a gezayis, like the juices of an ochel. So how you cheshbin that will really depend on our sugya. The Magen Avraham writes that tzir shal gabe yarek is considered like an ochel, and it's shear for bracha achronas because gezayis below berevius. And he brings a right from our sugya as far as Yom Kippur is concerned, that since the Chum knew that a person has yishav hadas with he has yisuve daita with eating it just like with eating a food, so it's considered like a meichel, not with like a mashka. And the same is true when it comes to the shear of bracha achrona, but that's only tzir shal gabe yarek, where Rashi says two perushim. One is that it's mashka yotze min yarek, and the second one is that it's tzir shemad bilim bo se yarek, that you dip the yarek in. But a rotav shel basar is not considered like an ochel, because it's we don't have any raya that the das is misyasheves with eating the rotav of basar. But chayyadam quotes to what the Tosfos Yeshanim writes, that in the Seches Yuma, that when we say that kol mashka that comes to be machshir the ochel is considered like an ochel, that's only with regard to Yom Kippur, where any dvar achil is considered like an ochel as far as the shir of koseves on Yom Kippurim, because anything that's tibuli b'mashka requires netilas yadayim by Yom Kippurim, a mashka that you're tovelit is considered to be an ochel. So when we say in our sugya tzir shal gabe yarek is nidon ki yarek, that's only legabe Yom Kippurim. But as far as bracha, it would be dino kemashka, and its shir for bracha achrona would be a revius. So it all depends on how you understand how limiting our sugya is being. When our sugya says, oh, Yom Kippurim is different from tumas ochel, yeah, where does that put everything else? Where does that put shir of bracha achrona? Is it Yom HaKippurim is totally different? It's Yisuvei Daita and has nothing to do with the Shem Ochel, but bracha achrona has more to do with the Shem Ochel? You say, no, bracha achrona is also V'achalta V'Savata. It's about creating a sense of Sevia. And if something creates Yisuvei Daita, then it also creates a sense of Sevia. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Yud Paskens like the Magen Avraham, that the Tzir that's Al Gabe Yarek is considered an Ochel, it has a shir Kizayis, and would not be subject to the shear of a revius. There's more to say. A lot of this this sugya has a lot to do with measuring shiurim in general. And obviously, whenever you talk about measuring shiurim in general, you get into issues related to Pesach. But we have a lot to do, so let's go weiter. So says the Gemara. Where were we? Vakipa. So says Mar Vakipa. So my kipa. What is kipa? Amaraba pirma. It's little pieces of meat that get to the bottom of the kedera. Amalei Abayis. Abayis says if your kipa is a little piece of meat that sink to the bottom of the pot, who atzmi tami to masochlin? That's food. It should be tami to masochlin in its own right. It shouldn't only be mitzareif. Elamar of papa tavlin. No, it must be that we're talking about this is tavlin spices that are put on the basar in order to make it tastes better, where you wouldn't normally eat it on its own. You only eat it in combination with the basar, and therefore it's mitzaref to the shear for the basar. Okay, so now we're going to discuss a number of machalos asuros where the isur in the Torah is said in the lashon of achila, but the truth is you're chayiv even if you liquefy it. Tananasan, there's a Mishnah Maseches Menachos Hikva es Hadam. Or Bryce, really. If a person congeals dam va'achalo and eats it, o shehmucha esachelev ugema'o, or he liquefies chelev and he drinks it, chayiv. He's chayiv karis for achilas dam or for achilas chelev. So says Mar Bishla mehikves hadam va'achalo. I understand very well if you congeal dam and you eat it, kiven da'akve achshuvei achshuvei. By being makve it, you're machshuvit in that situation. Elehimcha esachelev ugema'o, but if you melt chaylev and you drink it, the Torah says, kol chaylev shavar kasaveis lo sochelu, that you're not allowed to eat it. V'halav achiluhu, but you didn't do an achila, you did a shtia. So since in the Torah it says lashon achila, why in the world would you be chayiv for drinking chaylev? Amrei shlakish, amar kra, nefesh l'rabos es hashosa. Pasuk says, ki kol achlev nichrasa ha-nefesh ha-ocheles me'ameha. So the word nefesh comes to include even someone who drinks chaylev to be chayiv, because nefesh is a lashon of taiva, it's a lashon of hana'a. So the Torah is telling me that in the yisur of chaylev, it's any way that gives a person a sense of hana'a, a sense of yisuvei daita. Tanya nami gabi chametz ki agavna. And here's our Pesach connection for the day. It seems every day that we have one. Now we have this similar idea when it comes to chametz. Himchahu, if a person liquefies chametz ugma'o and he drinks it, im chametz hu, if it's chametz anosh kares, he's chayv kares for drinking it, for eating chametz on Pesach. Vim matzahi ein adam yotzeh v'yidei chavaso. But if a person liquefies his matzah and drinks it, he's not yotzeh the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So bishlam im matzahi ein adam yotzeh v'yidei chavaso on Pesach. I understand very well that if it's matzah, you're not going to be yotzeh your chiyuv lechem oni, amar achmana. The Torah says you have to eat lechem oni, v'hai lav lechem oni you. And this is not called lechem, or either not called lechem or not called lechem oni, to girsos over here, but it's certainly problematic. We could say that you're not yotzeh because the Torah says lashon of achila, and this is not called an achila. Tosos points out over here lechem oni amar achmana masil me'menami achila k'siv be. We could have just said that it says achila, and this is not a fulfillment of achila. But when it comes to chametz, the fact that you're chayv kares, how could you be chayv kares for drinking chametz. It says lo socha lalav chametz, and you haven't eaten the chametz. You've only drunk the chametz. Now chametz is also asur ba'anah, but there's no chiv kares on the isra of chametz. That's what Tosfos points out in Dibra Maskil Ella. So I understand very well that it's going to be a violation of the isra hana'ah. But why would you be chayiv kares? It's not a violation of the isra of achilas chametz. So it says more amrei shlakish amar kra nefesh l'rabos asashosa. Pasuk says ki kol ochel chametz v'nichrusa hanefesh ahi mi Yisrael. And nefesh tells me that as long as a person has a sense of yisuvidaita, that he's going to be chayiv kares. So Gemara brings another brisa when it comes to tumas nevelus of tahar, that you're chayiv on drinking it just like eating it, even though the Torah uses lashon of achilas. Here's our third example. V'tanya nami gabi nevelus of tahar ki agavna. We have the same thing when it comes to a nevela of a kosher bird, of a kosher species of bird. You have a similar idea. Himcho ba'or, if a person melts it down using a fire and drinks it, tamei, then he's going to be tamei. But bechama, if he liquefies it in the sun and drinks it, then the tumah goes away. Then tahar, then it's going to be tahar. Va'avinu ba, achilu ksiva ba, and we ask on that price as well. The Torah says betumas nevelus of tahar, then nevelu trefa lo yochal l'tamava. Now you've drunk it, you did not eat it. So Amrei Shlakish Amakra nefesh l'rabos es hashosa. Pasuk says v'chal nefesh hashatoch nevelu trefa be'ezrach, etc. So you see that comes to include, nefesh comes to include any way that a person has a sense of yishuv hadas. Iyachi b'chamenami. Oh yeah? Well, if that's the case, then how come when you liquefy it in the sun, you don't become tamei? Nah, b'cham esruchim israch. If you liquefy it in the sun, it's not roi l'shtia. It's absolutely disgusting. And therefore, it's like a nevela shein roi l'ger, where it's a lo shema nevela. That's something that loses its edibility. If it's not edible at all, so then it loses its status of non-kosher. So over here, it loses its status of tumah as well. Utsrichi, and I need the Torah to tell me in all three of these places that even when in a liquefied form, that it's going to be problematic. If it only would have told me by chaylev, I never would have derived chametz from it. Because chaylev never had a shasa kosher, whereas chametz before Pesach did. Nevela lo asimine shekein anushkaris, and I could not have derived nevela from it because nevela if you eat it, you're chayiv karis. But nevela, there is no chayiv karis, it's only a lav. So since chaylev is more chametz from nevela, I can never have learned nevela from chaylev. And if it only would have told me chametz, chaylev lo asimine shekein lo huta michlalo. Chaylev cannot have been derived because it's lo huta michlalo. There's never an exception to the iser. But chaylev, we do find that it's huta michlalo. So since chametz is more chamer from chaylev in that sense, you can't derive chaylev from chametz. When nevela lo asimine shekein anushkares, and you can't have learned nevela from it because chametz is more chamer in the sense that there's a chiyuv kares. So since chametz is more chamer, you can't learn nevela from chametz. V'ikas rachman nevela b'nevela, and if it only would have told me by nevela that drinking is the same as eating, so hanach l'as yamina, I would say that chaylev and chametz cannot be derived from nevela because shekein metama, because nevela is more chamer than chaylev and chametz, because nevela is metame a person by eating it, but chaylev and chametz is not metame a person by eating it. It's just an iser to eat. So it says, okay, chadim echadim lo asi. You can't learn any one from another one, but teisi chadim itarti. You should be able to learn one from another two. So hey, teisi, which ones do you want to include? Lo lichlo rachmana benevela v'teisi mehanach. Do you want to not have it by nevela and learn from chaylev and chametz? Well, malahanach shekein and mishkaris. Chaylev and chametz have their own chumra that they're both chiv karis, which nevela is not. Lo lichlo rachmana b'chametz v'teisi mehanach. Do you not want the Torah to say it by chametz and you'll derive from chaylev and nevela? Malahanach, but chaylev and nevela shekein lo heisel and shasa kosher. Never had a shasa kosher, so you can't derive chametz from that. Lo lichtav rachmana b'chaylev v'teisi mehanach. Do you want the Torah not to say it by chaylev at all and learn chaylev from chametz and nevela? Malahanach, but chametz and nevela shekein lo hutru michlalam. Their isser is never hutar at any point. So you find that the Torah is more machmir by this. So maybe the chumra of liquefying is also a separate chumra that has tamar b'chaylev. Shutar michlalo, but chaylev has a kula that it's hutar michlali surah. There's a place where it's mutter, so the Torah is more makil when it comes to chaylev. Chaylev of a behema is of a chayah rather is kasher. Umay nihu, and what is the chaylev that the Torah says that tutor mechalo, ilim chaylev behema, if it's coming to tell me chaylev behema legavoa, the chaylev of a behema, of a korban, that it's hutar to be makter on the mizbeach, nevel enam yishtarai. Nevel is also hutar mechal isura legavoa. So malika's oaf legavoa, because after all, you could do malika of an oaf, which is normally has the status of nevela. Ela chaylev chaya. What we must mean is chaylev chaya lehedyot. Where do we find chaylev that hutar mechalo? The chaylev of a chaya. Well, nevel enam yishtarai, malika dechatas oaf lekohanim. The malika of a chatas oaf could be eaten by kohanim. So you see that even people are allowed to eat it. So the olam chaylev chaya lehedyot. Really, it is about chaylev chaya. The kachash lekohanim. Kohanim shulchan gavah kazachu. Kohanim are not getting their own chaylev to eat. That's mishulchan gavah kazachu. Vadatanya, that which the Brisa says when it comes to tumas shratzim, hatameim lesser tziron verotvan bekipur shalahen lamali. Why do I need the Torah to be marbe shratzim that if they become liquefied that they're aser ligmar mehani? Can I learn from these three things from chaylev and chametz and nevela? So says Mar Tzrichi. The Torah has to tell me by shratzim as well. The lokas rachman had not said it avamina dayel abamin adin lios kanidon that ma hasam adiika kazayis, that just like by chaylev chametz and nevela you only chayev if you eat a kazayis af hachanami adiika kazayis. I would think the same is true by shratzim. So v'luchta rachman v'shratzim v'leisu hana v'ligmar minayu. So why doesn't the Torah just say it by shratzim? Maybe should be going to mifrach mal shratzim shekein tumasim v'mashu. Shratzim the tuma and the iser is b'kadasha. It's not literally a mashu, but it's in a lot smaller shear. It's a shear of an adasha. Okay, so that's why we need the Torah to tell me in all four of those places that even in the liquefied form that something is going to be aser. So now we have other isurim that the mashka has the same din as them. The mashka that emerges from them is the same as the original iser. V'adetanya hatevel peros that are tevel v'achadash the tvua chadasha v'ahegdish v'ashviyis v'akalayim. Kulan mashkan yotzimen kamosan minalan. How do I know that the mashka that emerges from them is like them? Maybe you'll say you learn it from a binyanah, from chaylev and chametz and nevela, that if they're liquefied, they have the same din as the ochel. So the same is true by everything else. Well, malahanach chaylev chametz and nevela shekin yisra b'me'elav havu. Those are isurim that come bidei shamayim. No person created those isurim. So you can say that's why the Torah is more machmir that if they be even in their liquefied form, they have a din of an ochel. So teinach heichud yisur b'me'elav, heichud alav yisur b'me'elav minalan. But how do I know that when the yisur is not ba'al yidei shemayim like hegdish, where the yisur comes about through a person's own dibur? How do I know that in its liquefied form, it's still going to have a din of hegdish? So gamrinim bikurim, we learn that from the din of bikurim. That just like bikurim, the mashka that's yotzei from bikurim has a din of bikurim. So hegdish also, the mashka that's yotzei from hegdish has a din of hegdish. So where do we know that by Bikurim? Bikurim gufayim inalan. How do I know that by Bikurim, the liquid that comes from it has a din of Bikurim? Titani Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi has a brisa. It says in the Torah, by Bikurim, pre atamevi, the atamevi mashka. So we see from there, you can only bring a fruit, you can't bring mashka. Hevi anavim udrachan minayin. How do I know that if you bring grapes and you crush them, that you're yotzei the chiyuv of bikurim? Tamalomar tavi. Pasuk says asher tavi me'artzucha. So the word tavi is extra. So it tells me that even if you bring it already squeezed, that's fine. Ika lemifrach male bikurim shekein tunin kriya. I might say, well, bikurim is different. The mashka is going to be kiyotzibo because bikurim requires a mikra parshas bikurim. You have to read a rami ovid avi, another Pesach connection. Vahanacha, and it requires hanacha on the ritzbas ha'azara. So since the Torah is so machmir, the Torah is machmir that even the mashka yotzi mehem would have a din of bikurim. But by things that don't require a kriya and a hanacha, maybe there's no such chumra. Ela gamar mitruma. So rather, we learn the din of the mashka of hegdish from the din of mashka of truma. Utruma gufa minolan. How do I know a din of a mashka of truma? The iskish to bikurim, because there's a hekish between truma and bikurim. Damamar utruma siyadecha elu bikurim. Pasuk says truma siyadecha, and the pasuk is talking about bikurim. Well, mala truma shekein chayavin alei misa v'chomesh. But maybe I can't learn from truma. Truma has its own chumras. You chayv misa b'dei shemayim, and if you eat it b'shogeg, you have to pay an extra chomesh. Elu gamar mitravayhu mitruma. truma ubikurim. How do I know a liquefied form of hegdish has din of hegdish from the combination of truma and bikurim? So mal truma ubikurim shekev chayav nalei misa v'chomesh. But truma and bikurim have their own chumras that you don't have by hegdish. That you chayav misa if you'd be mezin, if you'd be shogeg, you have to be mosav chomesh. So ela asya me truma v'chad mehanach. Omi bikurim v'chad mehanach. So we have to say, as you learn the din of hegdish, of the liquefied form of hegdish, from truma and one of the original ones that have chametz or nevela, or from bikurim and either chametz or nevela. V'ad d'tnan, and that which the Mishnah says, d'vash t'marim, v'yayin tapuchim, v'chometz, sidvanios, v'shar mine perosh al truma, Rabbi Lazar m'chayiv karim v'chometz, Rabbi Shua poter, b'may pligi. What's this machlokas, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua? Didn't we say that we learned from truma and bikurim that the mashka that comes out from them has the same din as them? So why would Rabbi Shua say you're pot from karim v'chometz? So says Gemara, the machlokas is about how to learn drushes in general. We learn truma from bikurim as far as the halacha that the mashke is kamosa. Umina, and then we learn truma from bikurim as far as the details of the halacha, that all other minim except for zeis men anavim, the mashke that comes from them, meaning in addition, not only zeis men anavim, the mashke that comes from them is like them. So ma bikurim mashke neyotzi men kamosan af trumanami mashke neyotzi men kamosan umina ma bikurim afilu shar minim, just like bikurim it applies to other minim as well, af trumanami afilu shar minim. And Rabbi Shua suffered don mina ma bikurim mashke neyotzi men kamosan af trum mashke neyotzi men kamosan, but then we establish halacha in its place. Ma mashkin dekachim betruma tirosh v'yitzar in midi akrin alone. Just like by truma, it's only tirosh v'yitzar, but not mashka of other peros. Saf mashka neyotzin men kamosan tirosh v'yitzar in midi akrin alone. So too, when it comes to this halacha, that the liquid that emerges from it, that's only true by tirosh v'yitzar, but it's not true by other items. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at Vahadetran tomorrow.